I can hear you.
Can we get a little bit more volume on these? All right, everybody, it's 4 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and get started.
Hello!
It's okay. It's all right. Thank you, sir. It's 4 o'clock, and I wanted to get started with the budget session. I'm asking for the volume to be turned up on the mic so that you can all hear us well. So welcome, everybody, to the budget workshop, August 14th, 4 p.m. I will open the meeting right now at 4 p.m. I want to thank everybody for being here. It's a doubleheader this evening. We have our budget workshop now, starting now at 4 o'clock, and then we will have our regularly scheduled council meeting at 5:30 this evening. So similar to last budget workshop, I would like to see if we could have our budget workshop until 5 p.m. This afternoon to give us a little bit of a break before our council meeting at 5:30. And what I would like to do is, similar to last time, have an opportunity for the city manager to give us an update on our proposed budget. I'll let him start with some opening remarks, and then I'd like to open it up for the for our visitors this afternoon to address council on the budget. So we'll have a hear visitors time, and then we'll spend the rest of the budget workshop in discussion amongst the council. So that's the way that it'll go this evening, and I will give a little bit more instructions when we get to the hear visitors section. So with that being said, let's jump right into our manager's update. So Mr. City Manager, if you'd like to give us an update on where we're at with everything.
Well, since the last time we talked, Mayor and Council, we have received the certified tax rolls, and so we've been able to come up with what is the no new tax rate and the voters' rollback rate. In talking with the finance director, we feel confident that we could fund this budget balanced using the no new tax rate, which is 0.373701. You will have more discussion at the follow-up meeting at 5:30 with a specific agenda item to determine those rates and officially accept the certified tax rolls. But what we would ask or need you to start coming to some consensus on is that...
Can you speak a little more into the microphone? Everybody's having trouble hearing you, I think.
I know I am. Sorry for y'all, both of y'all.
What I'm having to read at the same time, so I'm sorry we can't all...
Maybe somebody can turn it up.
Sorry. We'll turn up a few notches.
So I would really like direction from you if you're ready to discuss the future capital outlay and future capital projects that are proposed on your updated budget book, page 52 and 53. The next thing is I still support and recommend a 5% cost of living adjustment. Like I said, this is using the no new tax rate. I would like for y'all to support the increase in fire pay since that has not been updated or adjusted since 1998. We have our numbers in from Blue Cross Blue Shield with that increase. But when the finance director was going over those numbers, there was some additional money allocated, not just for the increase, the inflationary increase, but some other monies. And so that could go to reducing the budget, but I would also like council to consider, you currently support a $400 payment to dependent coverage. I've been here 5 years. I would say it's been many years since that number's been adjusted up for inflation. I would ask you to use some of those funds to raise that to $500. And I had proposed a new reading board using hot money, and I would like some direction on that too. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Manager. Apologies if we have feedback here. This is as loud as it'll go, I think. Thank you, Keith, for increasing the volume. Okay, so it looks like we've got our certified tax rolls in. Before we go into discussion, I want to open it up to the public for their comments on the proposed budget at this time. We'll do 3 minutes per speaker. If you would, when you come up to the podium, please state your name so that we have that for the record. And if you wouldn't mind paying attention to the screen up here, that'll be your countdown clock on the 3 minutes. One trip per visitor to the podium, and we'd love to hear from you. So, with that being said, is there anybody who'd like to address?
Citizens instead of visitors. Visitors kind of sounds like they're trying to get citizens of Woodway, residents.
Well, not everybody here is a citizen, but thank you.
Or residents of Woodway.
Yeah, not everybody here is a resident either. So, but we welcome you at any way. Residents, visitors, citizens, welcome. Okay, how about some public dialogue? All right. Yes, sir.
I'm David Fulbright, and grew up here in Waco. 1958, I was born, watched Woodway slowly grow over all the years. Moved here and bought in 2017. And my observation, I'm not sure about all the rest of y'all here, but, you know, we had the Chip and Joanna Gaines phenomenon. It was great, you know. At least people don't call it wacky anymore quite as much, you know. But, you know, that helped a lot. But in watching the amount of for sale signs, even during that great growth spurt, it seems now in the last, like, 2 years, I'm seeing more for sale signs than ever. It's like, if the people are like me, it's like we're getting taxed out of here. Not only the regular tax, but then our water bills become a tax. You know, it's lots of cities all over the United States have decided they can use water bills as a new way to, you know, make money, including City of Waco. About 3-4 years ago, a young lady, probably a year or two out of college, was had the floor. And I was watching it on TV, and she was sitting there bragging about all this money City of Waco was going to make, and they were just going to increase our water bill just 5% a year. No big deal. Yeah, what happens after 8 or 9 years? You've just about doubled the water bill or more. Now you got people on fixed incomes, which I wasn't at that time, but I was like, yeah, what is she talking about? But everybody ate it up. And Waco spent a lot of money expanding their water system to sell water. And I've watched ours go up, and I was very surprised many, many years ago. I'm not sure how many of y'all know about it, but, you know, commercial has always paid a sewer. Nearly all commercial business, lots of cities always paid sewer. I didn't know that when I came out of college. I found it out. Well, we have a sewer charge now in residential. It's just another way to, you know, get money. Yeah, it costs money to run a city. But I'm concerned that we are making it very unaffordable for people to live here. And I'm seeing lots and lots. I mean, I'm seeing more for sale signs than I did 2 years ago. All up and down the Bosque corridor toward the lake, I mean, there's a for sale sign every fourth house, every fifth, sixth, not every fourth, fifth, but we have on Forest Ridge now, I think we have 6 or 8 for sale signs.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thanks for your comments. Anybody else to address council, please? Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Vern Hogan, and I live at 531 Mountain Lake Drive, and I simply have a couple of questions. I apologize for being new. This is the first council meeting, budget meeting I've ever attended. You know, we all have excuses. I haven't had time, work, and all that kind of stuff. So Anyway, first thing I would say is I certainly appreciate the work that all of you do. I'm sure you work hard, and you take a lot of flack, I'm sure, and very seldom get any pats on the back. I've been in leadership positions, so I know how that goes. Yes. But anyway, I'm going to try to get a little more involved, and I hope in a nice way, not a nasty way of any kind. But I read some excerpts, and the first one that I read, and I would like to know if it's just true, simply, is that our city at this point has, I think it said $6 million, was that correct, in surplus?
Probably.
No? Ballparkish? 5.9, 5.3?
We can't answer at this point, but we can get into it later. At the public part, we can't respond.
Okay, so that's not a question that can be asked at this time.
You will hear it when we get into our debate.
Okay, well, my second question was,
why are we all here then?
Go ahead, sir. You have a few minutes left.
That's fine. My second question was, if that is true, and if it's even some 50% of that, 75% of that, whatever it may be, how is that invested at this time? Is it invested in CDs? Is it money market accounts? I mean, I'm sure it's not just sitting in a bank not drawing any interest. I assume you gentlemen and ladies, if that's the proper term or whatever nowadays, would know the answer to that question.
I promise you we'll get into that.
Okay, so that's for a later time also.
Yes, sir.
We'll have some time for discussion, sir.
Yeah, and okay. I'm sorry, we can't answer because it's illegal.
Okay, so if I stay for the next...
It'll be during this meeting, during this time. It'll just be after the public.
All right, well...
I'm sorry.
That's all I had at the time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you.
I'm Richard Hess. I live at 7600 Old McGregor Road. The key things that I was wanting to bring up is, first of all, thank you all for your work, and thank you for the fact that you have managed this city fairly well. The one thing that I think that we have is that we brought up is the fact that the city has been developing and too much in surplus. I think that money should be back in the pockets of our taxpayers, and we can, because every year you have the opportunity to go back in, and if you need to make some adjustments to the taxes for that, then rather than having the money sitting in an account over there that you're not using, that it should be in the pockets of our citizens out here. So I see that we have some of the write up there said that we could get by with 32 cents per hundred. I think we've got, 37 now? We were starting with the first budget meeting I came to, we were a little over 40 cents. So anyway, take that in consideration, and remember, you have a chance to do this next year again. So, you know, let's put the money back in our pockets here in the citizens until you need it. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Could we have a time for the citizens to speak after we do our deliberation? Because they will find out some more information, and it might help with some of their questions.
Yeah, let's see how the time goes. Let's see how the clock goes. I don't have a problem with that. Okay, if there's nobody else to address council, I'll close your visitor's time. Okay? Yes, sir.
I was hoping some more people would talk before me.
That's okay, sir. Come on in.
I've never seen the time, so I've got my own here.
My name is Mike Holman. I live at 10015 Lost Oak Ridge, right around the corner from Dave, and he's got some... I haven't seen your dogs in a while. I guess they're still there and really hot. Story, I don't know you, but I've known your parents since about 1974, I guess. Reason I pledged chamber back in the old Gino had a lot to do with that. So appreciate the opportunity to speak. First time I've been to a council meeting, that doesn't mean I don't care. Got conflicts usually on Monday night. But I was free tonight, so I get to come and speak. My wife always tells me when I walk out the door, don't say a word. So please don't tell her I spoke. I've lived in small towns most of the time, and usually what I would say was sometimes would get quoted, and she'd read about it in the paper and embarrass the whole family. So I guess my concern is I have not gone through the budget, the 77 pages, and I appreciate that being online and available. Because I've not been involved, so I can't comment as to efficiency or lack of efficiency. I'm trusting you guys with that and city staff with that part. What my concern is, that was, as I got a little more involved this year, is how we've budgeted historically. And I hope that's changing a little bit, because it seems like we've always based our new budget off of last year's budget and not actual. And it's really kind of deceptive then, because the profession I was in, I got to counsel a lot of young people, old people too. But many times we'd talk about, do you have a budget? Oh, yeah, we've got a budget. Everything's great. I said, well, do you ever take your expenditures and compare them to your budget? Because on paper, the budget works. And they said, no, we never do that. And, of course, when they do, they find out, well, we're spending way too much. But our budget's good. Well, no, it's not. I mean, you've got to adjust your spending to your budget. But it appears that we've done that historically, and then, of course, the last 2 years we have had that surplus, a little over $1 million, I believe, 1 year.
Correct.
And a little short of $1 million, 900-something thousand the year after. So my numbers may not be right, and I'm guessing when we looked at the cess valuation, those are with exemptions. And so at the tax rate that was proposed on here, that 40.3 cents, I believe just the new assessed valuations would approximate about $1,750,000 in new revenue this year. That's just on the new assessed values. And so you start looking at, you know, and to me it's really confusing when you say no new taxes. In the old day we called it equivalent taxes. What would it take tax rate to be the same expenditures? I've got 21 seconds left, so I better hurry. There it is. I see it now. I'm ahead of you. So that would be my question. And maybe next year we'll get into the line items. And that, no, we won't do that. That would be my ask, that you just really fine-tune that budget based on expenses. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Cheryl Kasten. I'm at 400 Shadow Mountain Drive. I am so glad and moved to hear about how everybody saw all of the for sale signs on the houses. I say things to my husband all the time. When we moved here, we came up the street to go to our house that we bought. And one of the things that my husband said is, well, you know that it's a great place to live because there's nothing for sale. And that was true. That was very true. And I'm sitting here now and I'm hearing from people that recognize that. That is recognized. And we have got to keep that alive, because there are a number of homes for sale. I say it to him all the time, and he says, well, no, maybe not that much. Yes, don't cover it up. There are more homes for sale, and there's a reason for that. And we need to be careful. We need to be very careful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? All right, there being no other, I will close the hear visitors section. You've got one? Okay. Justin.
Just
yep.
You know, expand on what my husband David said and this wonderful
name.
Lady.
Just your name, if you don't mind.
Do what?
Your name.
Oh, sorry, Sandy Fulbright. I live at 8272 Forest Ridge Drive in Woodway, and I love living here. Like, I'm proud to say I live in Woodway, Texas, because it's just a beautiful community. I love it here. Great people, good friends that we're, you know, getting to know and everything. And so I'm just concerned about, well, when we bought our home a little over 6 years ago here, you know, I'm originally from College Station, but I live here now and I love it here. But anyway, I'm just very concerned about being taxed out of my own little wonderful, precious community, you know, because, you know, we bought our house when the market was just booming, you know, and where you had 8, 10, 12, you know, offers at the same time, you know. And now I see all these houses that are listed on our street, as we were talking about. But I'm just very, I just want to let y'all know that please, you know, we all work hard for our money here. You know, we are, most of us probably are either self-employed or work for somebody else. You know, some of us, a lot of us are retired, but most of us aren't, you know. So please just keep that in mind when y'all are making decisions for us, even if we don't all show up. I'm just proud of the people that showed up here because, you know, sometimes we're just too busy or can't make it here. But this is a very big deal, so please help us to keep this community where we can all afford to live here and keep enjoying our lives here. But, you know, I know we have to spend money to make it nice, but we don't have to just keep hoarding the money. You know, like this gentleman over here said, let's keep it in our pockets first until we really need it for the community, and then we'll go, you know, and ask the residents for it, you know. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Pass out a little
bit of information that I've been researching. Thank you. Thank you. Did I keep you? Nope.
Good afternoon. My name is Lori Witzel. I live here in Woodway. I just have a couple things to say just from reading different posts and stuff and concerns on social media here in Woodway. A lot of people compare us, as they rightfully do, to Waco, Lorena, other Hewitt cities about our tax rate, saying that Woodway has one of the lowest. But that's not the only thing that needs to be considered. Our appraisals are much higher than the city of Hewitt that has three times as many residents as us. So we need to remember, even though our tax rate is low, that our appraisals are higher. So we know, I don't know of y'all who don't know that, but that is a lot to be considered as far as that extra budget that we have. We need to remember we can't just compare the tax rate. There's a lot involved.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. There being no further visitors to speak, I'll close the Hear Visitors section at 4:22 p.m. All right. Council, now's the time for us to have some discussion. I know that there were some questions asked by the public that hopefully we can get answers to as we go through our discussion. And yeah, this is our time. No vote this afternoon. No vote on the budget. This is just a chance for us to make some decisions together, talk, get some consensus, see where we're headed, and kind of just take it from there. The city manager outlined a few things that he is asking for. So we have the 5% cost of living adjustment. We've got the reader board that he needs some direction on. And then, let's see, there was one other. And he's asking just for future capital projects, if we have any.
And I believe we'll be setting the rate in the council meeting if we come to the agreement at that time. Correct?
That's right. Okay, it's a little unique because we have to advertise the rate that we're going at.
Agreed.
And that's what we're coming to consensus on
for this point. Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
And then I believe we vote. We have to have a public hearing on the budget. And that will come, I believe, August 28th, if I remember correctly.
But this will be when we target down the price.
That's when we nail it all down. So for right now, this is our time to just kind of work through things, give direction, give kind of vision for where we want to go with the budget, and then talk about the tax rate and some of these other items that the city manager asked us to give him direction on.
There's three parts of any budget, or in this budget especially. There's revenue, which is the tax rate. There's expenditures. But also, as one of our citizens mentioned, there is our reserves, what we're doing with it, and are we making a proper amount of income on that? I want to first start and thank Ms. Hernandez for doing a great job for bringing us this extra 27 pages of information in such a short time. I love watching these shows about law firms, and they tell you, well, you're going to have to pull an all-nighter. I feel like she must have pulled an all-nighter to put all this great information together, because it was really good information. So I really want her to know how much we appreciate it.
Amen.
Also, I said in the last meeting, and I don't know if we've focused enough on this, our city manager actually did a fabulous job in spending less money last year than he did the year before, and got a lot of great things done, like the Arboretum, the playground on Whitehall. It's just a very good job that he did, and I want everyone to know. I do have a few more questions about the budgets that wasn't quite in the extra 27 pages, or maybe as we read, we find a few more. There's a lot of different numbers on so far as our reserves. On the budget proposal, it shows that June 30th of this year, we have $4,325,715 in the general fund as reserves, or 35 days of operating expenses. Now, our target is 90 days. So that means we have 45 days more in our reserves than we need, or 50% if you want to figure it that way. An exact dollar comes out to $1,441,904.80. That's about 12% of our overall budget. Can that be moved? It looks like some similar like we do on the tourism fund, or can it be used for some of the items on the budget? I see like on the tourism fund, we move that money to pay for Colleen Bright, or goes towards it. It seems like we could move some of that. There's some other surpluses or cash on hand for some of our other categories that might be a little light. They're much smaller. But like on page 27, our new budget proposal, for the water sewer fund, we showed a $7,478,000 income and expenditures of $6,542. Shows a surplus of $935,962. But our cash on hand only shows $462. What happened to the other $473? It seemed like if we had more expenditures, it should be listed on that. Also, I wanted to point out, just on that part alone, if you figure the surplus that we have for the year, that comes out to like a 12.52% profit. We're asking for a 10% increase for this following year. Seems like we might be able to wash some of that out. But I am concerned about this 25-day cash that we have on hand. Do we need to have 90 days on hand like we did on other? Could some of that money be moved around? On page 35, the sanitation fund.
Do you want to take the questions one
at a time? Yeah, either way. However you want to do it.
That way you get them answered.
Let's back up and
let's do them one at a time. That way we can get them all answered. And also want to leave time for discussion too.
Sure.
Would you repeat it, Councilman Russell?
Which one you want to talk? Maybe about the 135 days.
Yeah.
Or 1.4 million that we have.
And I tell you what, what would be very helpful is if we could center our discussions around the ad valorem tax rate, because that's what we're going to be deciding on in the next meeting. I wonder if that would be a good use of our time, because that's going to be what we're...
There's so many dollars in so many places. Some of this stuff might be... Like I said, there's three parts of this discussion. Yeah. Outgoing, incoming, and what we have on hand.
Correct. But my...
And you know, to get down to the bottom, we kind of need to find where we've got this, why is this different, and, you know, are we getting the right interest rates on this, like one of our citizens.
Let's just take his questions one at a time and try to address them.
Okay.
Me and Ms. Hernandez will try to address them. So he'll just start wherever you want, Councilman.
Well, the
the 1.4 million more in the general fund and the reserves, can that be used to either boost up one of the other funds if we need it, or can it, how can it be spent?
We want to be very specific with our answer. So when you say other funds, can you be more specific?
Sure, that's what I was getting to, yeah. The water
so
fund.
Let's all first agree. You say the reserves are...
What the numbers fund. That was given to us was $4,325,719, or 35 days of operating. Our target has always been 90 days. So we're 45 days.
You're saying 35, but it says 135 there.
135 okay. Was the days okay. That we have for. Okay. Okay. And our target's 90 days.
So we agree on the 4 million?
Bernie? Yes. On the 4 million, yes.
I heard 35 days also, not 135.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're all going, what are you talking yeah. About? 35 and then 90.
Yeah.
For the general fund, yes, I do agree with that.
Is your mic okay. On too?
It is on, right. Yes.
So that number is about right? Because we
yes,
do have it in different places, different numbers too.
Correct. And that's the cash on hand versus the fund balance. They're essentially two different things when you look at the accounting formula.
There's another page we have that's 4.9 million, but I just took what was off of this budget.
Yes, that was the cash on hand.
Total. With
and the general fund, yes,
okay.
Sir. And your question okay. Was, does council have the authority to move that around? Council does have the authority to transfer money to other funds.
Okay.
Is some of that fund balance actually already invested?
Yes, all the money's invested.
And what is it? That's a later question, but what is it invested in?
Majority of it is in a TechStar or TechPool account. That percentage interest changes, but when I did the investment report for June, it was about 4.95%.
Okay, good.
And then the rest of it is sitting in a money market account that sweeps every night. And that's getting an interest.
We're talking about a sweep account.
Yes, sir.
Whether or not it was that. I did find that we...
But on the... I want to expand on her investment. We invest by a policy that y'all approved.
I remember.
So whatever the investment is, and it's not in stock and things like that.
CDs.
It's in very secure...
vehicles.
Vehicles or investments that are insured and backed. And
correct.
So,
correct.
When we say we invest or why we don't pursue this type of investment because it pays more, if it conflicts with the investment policy, it's not looked at.
I found 5.3 local, but I don't think the 0.4% is enough to make a major move. And this was with Edward Jones that does do cities our size and much larger. And they said they'd be glad to come out and talk to us. I couldn't find the percentage, what we're making on that, or even the line of where we're making anything on this budget. So next year, we probably need to add that so we can see what we're dealing with.
Okay.
So okay, we
and agree. It is subject to change. It is subject to change. How much we make on it?
Always. Yeah. Every investment's that way, and CDs.
So,
yeah.
She may not be able to give you an exact number.
We don't have any number right now, so if we had known it was 4.9, that would be good. You know, what I was looking at with Edward Jones would lock it in for a year for 5.3.
Yeah.
So, and he did say they did larger cities than ours, so that is a possibility. Okay, so we agree that that money could be moved around if council agrees. And we don't have to have that much setting in the general reserve fund. Now, the question about the water sewer fund, what is our target for that, by the way? Is it 90 also?
I would prefer 90 on these funds. I would like a little bit more in the general because of my history with disaster and how they kind of follow me around.
You bad luck.
So, knock on wood. I would say that's all I would say on that.
Okay. You seem like 1.4.
We have never been able to get it to 90 since I've been here. It's just rate structure payout, repairs that you have to make, or emergency repairs keeps us from that threshold.
But on the water, which is probably one that you hit repairs more, you're saying we've got 25 now. Now, did we get an answer on why the surplus for the year was 935, 962, but cash in hand, we're only at 462,505. There's like almost $500,000 difference there.
Yes, sir. That 935 is just an estimate of how where we will end up at 930.
Okay. You will end up at September 30th at that. So you're expecting $500,000?
Yeah, well, y'all water the most in the summer, so we expect to collect more these last couple months of the fiscal year.
Okay. Okay. So that's a, we do have high water bills right now. So anyway, for the record, it shows that it should be around 12.5% profit or surplus, if you figure the surplus is a profit for last year. Okay, on page 35, sanitation fund, which is much smaller than the water. It's like 1/6. And I think that's right. Maybe it's in the new book, 35. But anyway, it shows $1,473,152. It shows expenditures $1,351,347. And surplus for the year, $121,080. That's about a 9% profit. There again, we had that. But your cash on hand is very low, 15 days. I'm thinking sanitation, that sounds pretty low. I'm sure you'd want a little bit more on it.
I don't worry about sanitation fund because it's a pass-through and we know what our operation costs are going to be because of your contract with Frontier.
Okay.
And secondly, the only time you would have any kind of an increase is if you have some natural disaster or windstorm where you as a council decide to hire them by the hour to go do additional cleanup. So
gotcha.
That would be the only time you would make that adjustment. So since this is a contractual obligation between the two parties, we know what we're going to pay and they know what they have to do.
Okay. I think we're asking for a 22% increase in that. Of course,
that's a contractual obligation.
Expense, yes. We showed a 9% profit, but also it's the water's five times larger. I'm thinking between the water and sanitation, we might need to look at maybe not quite as large. It should be in the small single digits instead of quite as large for the water and sanitation. But I know that the contract is going to be expensive because it's based on diesel. I remember there was some type of a line item. As diesel went up, it went up per year. And of course, during this time, it's probably the time that's going to go up. But I'd like to look at that to see if there's a way to not hit the citizens with as much water price increase at this time. The next part is tourism fund. It's very fat with cash, 283 days, but if I understand correctly, it gets transferred into the Colleen Bright fund. Wouldn't it be a cleaner way to do business just to put those two funds together so you don't have to swap one way or kind of like we did with the sanitation?
I know the money is restricted on what you can use it for.
Mm-hmm.
So you're suggesting you want it to just be in a separate fund?
The Colleen Bright
Arboretum?
And
well, we have other expenses that are hotel motel expenses. And in the past practice, like you described it, is how it's been occurring, is it transferred out of hot funds to make the payments out of the general fund. You have the pavilion expenses. You have some advertising expenses that are allowable. The music events that go on, the wine fest that goes on. So if council prefers that and the auditors are okay with it, that's the first thing we would have to go do is check with the auditors and see how they prefer to see it presented.
I just think it would be cleaner versus pulling it out of the hotel motel fund and put both of them together. So now it's no longer a sweep situation. Mm-hmm. Be a cleaner.
I think it's not going to, I'm not arguing with you, but it's not going to do away with all the transfer ends to the general fund.
Okay.
Is all I'm saying. So I'll need a consensus on that from everybody.
Now, you were talking about the interest that we're making off of this money. Sounds like we should be talking about around $250,000 in interest made.
Where is it on our ledger that we're making that money? Do you remember?
For the general fund?
Yes, or the $250,000 that we're making off of the interest for the reserves. Because if we're making roughly around 5%, and we're talking about around $5 million.
Well, that's 5% now. There is an interest line item, and I can find the exact page for you in the budget, and that's included in other income.
Do you remember what page?
Page 6.
Interest income, it looks like it's showing.
You're on the old book?
Yeah, on the old book.
Let's try to go to the new book that we gave you so that it
would. Okay. Well, I wouldn't think that part would have changed, though.
No, I didn't change any of the numbers, so it's still an estimated $75,000.
The proposed for this year is only $75,000. The estimate for last year is $150,000. There's a lot of difference in that. And interest is higher.
Estimated is where one of them.
Yes, sir. When I looked at the interest revenue, and for all the interest revenue line items, I looked at the collections for the last 5 years. And sure, this year we made a lot of money in interest, but the previous 4 years we did not. So conservatively, I made that number lower. Now, if rates stay the same way and we do put some of that money in some CDs, I can bump that money up.
Yeah.
But this was just the first draft. When I go and adjust the numbers, I do plan on bumping that number up.
With the interest the way it is, most likely we won't be able to lock in longer than a year to get the best. But I would definitely think that'd be a good idea to lock in the highest rate for a year because it's going to be fluctuating. And it should be much higher than that. You know, if we lock it in at the number we were talking about, it should be around $250,000, not $75,000.
But if you put the $4 million in a CD, then we can't touch it for a year, so if an emergency happens.
All you gotta do.
You got penalties if you touch
1 month usually, or at least the ones I deal with is 1 month. And what you should do is never put all of it in one CD. And of course, if I remember correctly from our committee, that's not the way they did it. They put it in multiple. So if you need $250,000, you take that and you lose that interest on the one time. The rest of the money is still locked in, still making full amount.
Sure.
So, like I said, we still should be a lot higher than that number.
I can revisit it when I go work on the budget this week.
Okay. That was the main things. Last meeting I said that I would be at 37 or 37 and a half. I think our minutes was a little off on that. Showed me 37 or 35. Looks like our no new revenue rate is 37.01, so it's right in the area that I was thinking my top number would be. So, you know, I would vote to go along with that. I think we could go lower. And, you know, last year we talked about 2 cents lower. It's 160,000 per penny. And we ended up with $950,000 surplus from last year. And everyone thought I was crazy that I was suggesting to go lower. But hindsight's 20/20. And if we would have went with my 2 cent cut then, it would have been $320,000 off of $950,000. So it could have worked. I'll go along with this.
I don't think anybody was expecting inflation to do what it did to our money or to property values. I think what we're seeing here is a result of a lot of positive. It's expensive for everybody, but for the city getting that revenue, it's really allowed us to get to this rate. And from what I understand, at 37 cents at the no new tax rate, we're still having to dip into reserves to cover the budget.
Oh, we shouldn't have to do that. We had so much spending, there's so many money possibilities.
Ms. Brenda, are we dipping into reserves to cover this year's budget at the no new tax rate?
Possibly. I plan on increasing interest revenue, as Mr. Russell, and I'm looking at the numbers, noted. I plan on increasing a little bit of franchise, but at the same time, I plan on decreasing the budget where we know actual numbers versus estimates previously for health insurance, for animal control fees. So possibly. I have to go look at the Excel spreadsheets this week. But I am walking in there with knowing if I am out of balance, I can dip into the reserves, to use y'all's language.
Okay, thank you. That's fair.
Do we have that?
One second, sir. I'm going to let you chat.
This isn't open, right?
This isn't open. No, sir.
Just so you know.
I'm glad.
Just so you know, this 3 cent from what was projected at $160,000 a penny comes out to $480,000 cut of what the overall budget would be. We had $2 million increase in spending planned. Mm-hmm. And like we said, we had was $1.4 million in reserves that's additional. There's plenty of money to cover that cut.
We're in a good spot. Yeah, we're definitely in a good spot. Better than a lot of other municipalities, that's for sure.
We're doing great. And our city manager did a great job last year at managing the expenditures. And that's a big deal.
Our city staff did a great job, you're right. Okay. Thank you. Council, if it's okay with you, I'd like to come on some consensus on some of the items that the city manager asked for direction on. And let's start with the reader board first. Is everybody okay with us updating our digital board outside? It's getting a little hard to read.
What was the cost on that again?
We have two different kinds, and so I'm asking for... I think the highest quote I got was $20,000, but we still got to get them to come out and look at the Pixel, but I think $20,000 to $25,000 will do. That's using hot funds,
okay.
Not coming out of the general
fund. Yeah, motel funds, so that's good.
Anybody have any heartburn about that?
Question, is that replacing the meter board or is it just improving the pixels?
It'll be replacing what you see as the Pixel. The brick and all will remain there. The guts, the electronics, and the TV screen, mm-hmm. if it's a word I can use, will be updated. Same size,
okay.
but I think it's when you post things and you get back and try to read it, it's very difficult to read.
Yeah.
Dumb question. What size is that? Do you remember?
No, sir. I have it in my notes from the...
Oh, it's okay. It's not that important.
Has increasing the size been considered at all?
I worry about the edges being pulled on by somebody passing by or anything like that. I would just try to stick with as closest to what you have. I think the technology improvements will make you happy.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, we got consensus on that. Great.
I'm good with it.
What was the other item, Mr. Manager?
They increased in fire pay.
Okay.
That was a slide I showed you with the little bubble.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got it.
Yeah. Yep.
I can go back to it. Mr. Barkley has it somewhere right there.
Yeah.
So the last time this has been adjusted was 1998. Present value of that money is $2.16, $1.17 to $2.72. And we're wanting to raise it and tie it to COLA in the future to $3.82 and $8.81.
So the total amount would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000?
If all officers qualified at the same time, that would be your high end, $300,349 from currently is $236,000. $939,000, it would be a direct impact in this budget of $256,319, which is the $20,000.
So you're saying we have six officers that are not double trained right now?
Is that yes, sir, if all positions were filled, yes.
I have no problem giving them that raise.
No,
it hasn't been
either.
Changed since 98.
Yeah, I would like to be competitive and I think that would also help us retain our talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fact that our officers are double trained saves us a ton of money in the first place. So I don't have a problem. It's just I'm sorry that it's taken us this long to look at that.
Yeah.
98 was a long time ago.
This is a compliment, not a shot that he's costing you money, but this is something Chief El Halabi saw when he first came over, and we started having discussions about his transition. Okay, I'm going to make this a double-sided question. Can we use this and move forward as a COLA to where it takes its own steps as you give future raises? Are y'all in agreement to that too, or do you want to just...
That's what we do for everybody else, right?
Right.
Yeah. Why would they be?
The increased cost of living would be on top.
Right. Like if you gave a raise of 3%, then the proposed police and fire, the bubble on the right, would grow by 3%.
And it wouldn't be fair to them if we didn't.
So right now it takes about.
Yeah. They wouldn't get the raise.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Right now it takes about 27 years to reach the top end of fire pay. With this, it would still take a decade, so we're able to retain officers for at least a decade after they become, as opposed to 27 years to reach that top end.
So. Yeah.
I think we've got consensus on that, Chief. Everybody good on that side? Everybody? Gail? You good?
Yep.
Okay, great. Okay, I want to give one more opportunity for public comments, but before I do, how's everybody feeling about landing on the no new tax rate for 23-24?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
How's everybody feeling about landing on the no new tax rate, the no new revenue tax rate for 23-24?
You know, and looking at the surplus and reserves that we have, unless I see that as an absolute minimum. I think we could easily go to a 35 cent rate and be able to give a little bit back to the residents. I mean, we could frankly go considerably below that easily in what we have in excess of our reserves and surplus. But 35 cents is a palatable, politically workable solution. And, you know, it's...
37.
In fact, I'm kind of stunned. I don't know if you read this thing that came out. It's very similar to what I was... what I am saying to you now. I was surprised that it came to similar conclusions. But in any rate, I think that this is, we have an opportunity here through great management, through, you know, acknowledged, you know, in the last budget meeting, the way that we are actually structuring our budget off of budgeted figures rather than actual figures, we have put ourselves in this fortunate position where we have really substantial reserves and surplus. Now, in light of that, and I think going forward, we might want to have this discussion more on having the budget done off of actual figures in the future. But in the meantime, we have an opportunity here to give a little bit more back to the citizens. That's my feeling.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Mr. Mayor, I don't have nearly as much to say as my colleague David here. We all pay a lot of taxes to Waco ISD, which is several times the whatever tax rate we might adopt. Also, county taxes. So certainly our property tax is only a small portion of the taxes that each of us pays. Certainly we should not go above the 37 cents per $100 valuation. And we can thank the appraisal district for making that an easy option for us.
Right. Thanks, Councilman. David?
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah.
I like the
new tax rate. Leave John some room.
Well, I'm going to say something, too.
So kind.
The no new tax rate, I think, brings it down from the 41 cents that we had last year. I'm happy with what's in the budget. I'm happy to be able to give a raise to public safety. And I think the 5% COLA
adjustment for our staff is in line with what other municipalities are doing as well. You know, I think the only thing that I would like to ask council is, as we go into the next year, whenever we get our budget packets, whenever we get the information, we get it pretty early. The staff gives it to us pretty early. If there's anything in there that you don't like or you see that doesn't make sense, let's use that time, the lead time that we've been given the budget, to ask the questions that need answered. That way, when we come to our workshop, we just have a very productive addressing the issues rather than asking for things that could have been asked for previously. I think that's just a better use of our time. So when those packets come out, I believe they come out a month or so, maybe sometimes sooner, earlier than that. Let's use that time to really hone in on what we need to change so we can make the best use of our time. Thank you. That's all I have.
I had the rest of the time.
You've got the rest of the time. Yeah, we've got 5 minutes.
Citizens need to talk a little bit too.
Yeah.
So, John, sorry, you need to talk.
That's okay. I am certainly am in favor of the no new tax. And quite honestly, I agree that we could probably go a little bit less than that. Last year, I was a little bit more hesitant because I just didn't know, one, being new to the council, I just didn't have the confidence that the value of property was going to continue to rise so dramatically. I knew I'm a real estate agent, for those of you who don't know. So I knew that property values were going up. But at the same time, I didn't know how that was going to continue to go and whether or not I was going to plateau and those kinds of things. But it seems like it's still going up as far as property values are concerned, which is going to yield more revenue. My concern is, if we are not careful, we will buy down ourselves, if you will, the amount of revenue that we might need in the future, which then would have a negative effect on us long term. That's my only concern. Honestly, I don't know if that'll happen, but it is a thing that I think about. It is something that I'm concerned with. In addressing the issue of whether or not we should budget based on actual, I worked in government for a long time, and I probably have more experience other than Sean in building municipal budgets. It's the way it's done. And I'm not saying that because I hate that. I hate, oh, that's the way we've always done it. But it's the way it's done because of a reason. The reason, at least from my perspective and what I've done, is that you budget based on what you expect to have to spend, not just on what has been spent in the past. Because there are things that are unforeseen, shortfalls in your 100% FTE or full-time equivalents, vehicle costs that you put money in there, but guess what? The cost of the vehicle goes down. Now you can save money. So there are things that adjust how much money we've actually spent that may not happen the next year. And so if you sell yourself short, you're gonna be short on revenue. Now, since we have such a surplus, I think we can hedge our bets for the short term. But I don't think that that should be a model that we carry forth down the road and say we're going to always budget according to actual, because that may not work for us in the long term. We're in a pretty good position right now that, yes, I think it could work for us for the next year or so. And I think the citizens do deserve some of that give back, if you will. But I think we got to be prudent. We have to be a little bit more understanding long-term of how we're going to budget. And there are also laws that regulate whether or not you can budget for something and then turn around and have a need down the road that right. You have not foreseen, right? Right. And so I think that our staff has done a great job in understanding how that budget works and how it is constructed. But at the end of the day, I do believe that we can buy it down a little bit at this time. And I honestly would be in favor of going a little bit lower because I think we have the resources to do that. I do have one last comment to make, though. As far as the real estate aspect of it is concerned, we're just in a really strange position here in Woodway. And I'm not going to give any names, but I have neighbors that are around me. I have a neighbor whose husband passed away here recently. She's now by herself. She's probably gonna move. I have a neighbor who lives across the street. She's in her mid-80s. Her husband just recently went into a home. She's probably going to be moving pretty soon. She has a 3,800 square foot home. She's probably going to be moving pretty soon. So properties that are coming on the market is not necessarily because people are having to pay too much money to stay there. There are a couple of reasons why. One, people are finding themselves in a different familial situation that they need to move, not because of income, but because of life situations. And two, I've even considered this. My property has gone up so much, I was like, well, maybe it's time to sell, take that money, invest it, buy down a little bit less of a home, if you will, or even stay the same to a certain degree, and have that cash out. I've even considered that. And I know people are doing that as well. So it's not necessarily a negative thing, is what I'm trying to say, that people are putting their house on the market. All right?
Thank you, sir. Yep, thank you.
If we are discussing going a little bit below the no new revenue tax rate, I feel like it's important to discuss what is non-negotiable for us to make sure that happens still in our budget.
Yeah.
Is that this time?
We have to decide on the rate today, yeah.
Were you talking about things that you don't want to take out of the budget?
Correct.
Like, just for argument's sake, if you wanted a street sweeper, you're saying, I got to have a street sweeper no matter what, or something like that.
Right. So I know we talked about the street sweeper being, I mean, that's one thing. And we talked about other options with that. Yeah. But I know that the HR director is a very important thing that our city really needs. And
I think the no new revenue tax rate captures all the essentials.
I agree.
And
okay.
I don't think we have to line out that.
I don't think we have to.
And I have confidence in our city.
Good thinking. I mean,
well, I'm just hearing multiple people saying they wanted to go below. So.
With the caveat, I told you a story that we have to be prudent in doing this. I don't just say it. I think we can go there because I think I just want to, you know, give people a tax break, if you will, per se. I think that we have to look at not just what you're talking about, but we also have to look at, well, what are some of the unforeseen. I used to tell myself all the time, I am a individual who is an eternal optimist. Right? I am an eternal optimist, but I'm a worst-case scenarioist. I've always planned on what's the worst thing that can happen, and I build a contingency based on what we think is the worst thing that can happen, and then we go forward and make it happen. Okay? So I believe that if we go down this route, we have to look at, well, what are some of the things that could be a negative that we are not thinking about right now, but down the road. And I know there are some things that probably, Sean, you're thinking about, that, hey, you haven't thought about this. I may not have. I'm not looking at it on a day-to-day basis, but those are the kinds of things that we need to know.
So are you saying you support the no new revenue tax rate, or are you wanting it to go lower?
I think that because of expediency and because of where we are, we don't have enough time, per se, this budget cycle, to go below, per se, without having to go back and re-crunch the numbers. We won't come to a decision today if we go back and re-crunch the numbers and say we want to go below the no new tax rate. I support the no new tax rate. If we want to vote for that today, I will be 100% behind that. But I also believe that because of where we are financially, that we could, if we take the proper and appropriate steps to look at this, we could possibly go lower than that. It may not be this year, though.
Step of 37 cents? I think we've got three other votes on that. If you're interested in that, that could happen.
Or even split the difference at 36.
Mm-hmm. For clarification, when you talk about the no new tax rate, we had already proposed budget. We talked about that 37 cents. So which number are you speaking of?
37.
Mm-hmm. That's a no new revenue.
And that's what I meant.
Yeah, that's what we should say. No new revenue.
What I'm saying is we just shave it a third of a cent, basically, to an even 37, if that's something to, and it'd be a baby step. But, and we're only talking, you know, in as far as dollars, we're talking about probably $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
or 60, I guess.
Now, in order to move this discussion along a bit, let me mention briefly that that McLennan County, according to last Saturday's trip, cut their tax rate by 5 cents, bringing it down to 32.98. We could cut our tax rate to 33 or even 32.5 and be right in there with the county.
But we don't know what their expenses are. We don't know what their expenses are.
And really, realistically, that's a good point.
Hang on. Sir? Sir?
Sorry, we're not in the public.
No more outbursts, okay?
But realistically, that makes sense, because if you look at the valuations of the real estate in each city, ours is way up there, for obvious reasons. You know, our real estate here, we got a lot of nice homes. And, you know, correspondingly with that increase, and there was a, 27% plus increase in valuation this last year. 27%
plus last 3 years.
You know, it only makes sense that we could be and should be considering something in that 32 to 35 cent range. So I agree with Gail.
Thank you. I'm saying that I know we could do more. We've got three votes that could do more. It's just kind of depending on where that fourth vote would come. That's why I mentioned a maybe step, you know, that wouldn't be much out of the budget, but we could still, and then we could look at next year. Our city manager is a superman, in my opinion, and he did great this last year. We could go, we could have done a little bit more this last year, but, you know, hindsight will tell us, should we have done more or not? And just round it to the 37, and go, the citizens got a benefit out of this. Mm-hmm.
John, to move us along a little bit, in your commentary, you said that some modest cut below 37 seemed attractive. Can you speak a little more clearly to that?
Not specifically. Just looking at the numbers in general, it would suggest that, as you all have said, it would suggest that, just look at the numbers holistically, that there is enough wiggle room to reduce below the no new revenue rate.
Agreed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, where's your comfort zone?
My concern is we cut it too hard, too fast. Now we have a problem down the road. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because what we'll have to do then is come back to you all and say, hey, we're going to increase taxes. And by a show of hands, how many of you want us to revisit that and say, you want to increase tax rate now? No.
You're asking them a question and they can't answer.
That's not fair. That's why we're here. But so I'm thinking we have to be more prudent
as far as
how we look at it.
And I think that we've got 6 million in surplus right now.
But you can't look at that surplus and say, oh, we're going to take all that money out of the surplus and just go ahead and use it today.
I'm so sorry. So sorry. Yeah. We can't have this. We can't have this back and forth.
It's difficult whenever you talk and ask them questions they need to answer.
John, I'm going to ask Mayor Pro Tem if you could make your final remarks, because I would like to give, we're already over time. Well, I would like to give just a few more minutes to the citizen, if you could wrap it up in 15
seconds.
Okay, well,
then to surmise it, let's strike that question, first off. I do believe that we have the resources that we can look at whether or not we need to, or we can go below the no new revenue. I would not be in support of doing that this year, because I just don't think we have, unless we want a table, voting on this, but I do believe that I am 100% supportive of where we are. There's no new tax.
There's no action. No action on this item
today. Now, when do we have to have the answer?
The 28th.
Okay.
The 12th. So we have to post it. You're supposed to come to a consensus, because we have to then post this for the public hearing.
Yeah.
But that, you're not saying, you're not voting for that. You're just saying a consensus.
But we have to come to a consensus of what we, what that rate is going to be.
You will not actually vote on it until April 28th, when there's a public hearing and the, and then it's there.
Okay. Yeah. We can't come to a consensus now and then turn around and change it before we go out and vote.
Are you, do you have anything else to add, Story?
Oh, I'm good. I can, I would be okay with the straight 37 if that would, but I'm also great with the no new revenue tax rate.
Okay. Whether 37 is no new. You're talking about, you could go to 37?
I said I'd be okay with 37.
Is that not the no new tax rate?
It's
37,
it's
a little bit more. Thank you. The no new tax rate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Story.
Janelle, I'm okay with the no new tax rate.
Okay. All right. Well,
We had some people in the audience that had questions that we said
I tell you
we
what,
to answer.
Let's go to 5:15 if we could get, because we just want to take a look before our next meeting, so we can use the restroom and get a quick bite. Let's do 5 minutes of visitors, if you wouldn't mind just coming up, and just please keep your comments short so that we can take a break. We do have refreshments. We do have refreshments in the lobby for you all, so that you can also take a break before our next one. So, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Hi, Linda McGregor. This is just a little bit of a follow-up to Professor Aban and Councilman Williams. I think we all do the same thing. When you get your tax bill from the county, you open it and you go, "Oh no, not again." You know, and it's a good thing in many ways that our homes have gone up in value, but then we all know what comes with it as far as our taxes. I think from a standpoint of doing something for the community is to not just look at Woodway. It, obviously, look at what we can do as a council and for our city, but also look at what others are doing, which has been touched on. Midway looks like they're going to be probably increasing for various reasons. Some may go down a penny, some may go up a penny, but when you open that tax bill, all you see is that bottom line, and you go, "Oh, gee, they went up 10% and blah, blah, blah," all, the whole story. So if there is room in the budget to maybe go down a penny, penny and a half, maybe two at the most, over the no increase that you're referring to, that balances some of the other entities that are going up and down a penny or two, to where the taxpayer in Woodway opens that bill and goes, "Oh, it's not as bad as I thought. It's okay. I can deal with this." Instead of looking at the individual line items and seeing that everyone has gone up but one, and being discouraged about the overall payments that they have to make for the taxes. So that would be my request, is if we can help the citizens, particularly in balance with everything else that's going on with the county, the schools, and so forth, it would be beneficial and welcome for this city to even a small decrease above the no new limit.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
All right, well, I got a few notes. You start talking about city manager did great on stopping all the costs or controlling the costs between 2022 and 2021.
Actually, to this, we're not supposed to answer, but it's to this budget right now that we're the last year to the budget we're in right now. We're talking about next year's budget. And forgive me, Mayor.
Okay.
We're not supposed to answer, but yes.
All right. Well, you know, we had a big amount of money that was going toward the sewer upgrade, huge, and I don't know how that affected everything, but that was one of the biggest expenses we probably had in what, since the city got built.
We can talk during the break, and I'll explain.
All right. If we one thing I'm hitting on here with David and Gail, you know, yeah. Our property values just went up like crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, that shouldn't be licensed for a city to say, "Well, we'll just spend whatever we want. We're going to keep that tax rate up there, and now we just got, you know, 50% more money." Well, that's what Waco's doing. they're spending money like, I mean, it's growing on trees. And what's going to happen? Well, I don't know, but it probably won't be good at some point. To your thing, John, you know, if we hit something wrong at some point and something catastrophic happens, well, we have bond issues, right? We did it for the sewer. $50 million?
No. Bob, 25 million? We can talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. You're not going to answer questions. But, you know, if something comes up, so what we're worried about is this year to next year. Well, we're not going to hit, I mean, I hope to God we're not going to have our budget so long that we're not going to only spend our reserve, but our reserve times two. We need some new people in here if y'all are going to do that, right? That would be a colossal, you know, mismanagement of money. So,
Mr. Big, we're at 5:15. If you want to just land
one last thing I want to say.
Go ahead.
Is please don't give us a nice tax rate, you know, adjustment and get us some, you know, money back on our taxes and then take it away by increasing our water so damn much. You just take it right back. Okay? Don't be doing that. We don't need that.
Amen.
All right. So,
yeah.
So we'll end the budget workshop now at 5:16. Folks, if you're sticking around for the second meeting, please help yourself to some water in the lobby. And then we'll be back here for our second meeting at 5:30. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.